Hold on, wait for me to get in the
Wow.
car so you don't hear the wind.
God, you
I
threw
told
off my
you.
groove, Matt. Fuck.
This is not the
Payback.
Emperor's New Groove. You're not Cusco.
Okay, so we'll start it here.
As far as I know, it started.
Come on, guys, clap. Either you're patriotic
Did
or
he
you're
just say
not.
Joe, Joe, Joe?
Woo!
I know.
You know, I gotta say, despite this part two of the experiment, if you couldn't tell already, State of the Union part two, because we've done this before, despite this looking like a PowerPoint, just because the video quality is. It is what it is. I am absolutely stoked to see how this plays out. No, that's good. That's good. I think we got it.
Okay.
I think we have a title for this episode, The Stoking of Sebastian Shaw.
Snoking?
The Stoking.
Oh.
Oh. Well, it's
He
about
just
to be
said
a.
he was stoked.
Yeah, no, I was stoked to see my predictions come true, but I'm about to have a stroke if this goes the way I think it's going.
Yeah, at one point I was thinking, having seen full spoilers, it's not really a spoiler, it's probably just no surprise. I have seen the State of the Union. There were some of it that I just ignored because, of course. But after seeing Dune Part 2, which is already the best movie of 2024, and a really great movie just overall, I at one point I was thinking Joe Muad'Dib. Because after the State of the Union address, there were so freaking many news articles talking about Joe's back. Like, basically all these articles that were just epically describing how. Oh, wait. Oh! What's gonna happen? Oh no! Marjorie
Oh,
Taylor
hell
Greene.
yeah. Hell yeah. Best dressed, give it to her, you know?
Well, last year she looked like the White Witch from
Yeah.
Brian.
Narnia. No, it was just news article after, not even news article. That's not even the way to put it. Column after puff piece, basically saying that this is the most robust, greatest State of the Union since FDR or Lyndon Johnson and screw Obama and Clinton, I guess, if you're a Democrat.
You could almost hear her, Marjorie Taylor Greene's self-respect flushing down the toilet with an outfit like that.
Oh,
Like it's,
this isn't
it's
gonna
pretty
ask,
bad.
did you get the popcorn bucket when you saw Dune?
No, we went to an IMAX instead
Did
of an
you
a
violate the
AMC.
popcorn bucket? You
An
didn't violate
IMAX
the
is a
popcorn
furniture
bucket.
store.
Oh yeah, it was inside a furniture store also. IMAX, but in a furniture store. Welcome to Massachusetts, boys.
What?
Yeah, pretty good stuff. Comfortable
So
seats.
I'm just gonna make a little bit of a request. Let's turn down the volume just a smidge.
Okay.
Yeah, just a smidge.
I can find the mouse, because it's literally like, there it is.
And also, I don't mind if we watch it in a 2006 YouTube mode,
Yeah,
aka
144.
like 144p, if it means that we'll actually get a stable video. But, you know.
Well, let me. I don't really see
If you want a
anything
stable video, just go watch some horses.
in.
I think we're fine, honestly. I think
You're fine. I
once
mean,
the.
as far as I know, this is
Yeah.
this is the standard frame rate, so I can't find
Okay.
any other way to change it.
If I push these impulse engines too hard in the condition they're in, they'll blow apart.
Who is the last survivor or the designated survivor?
Oh, I
Is it at the
forgot.
Speaker of the House? No, it's not Speaker of the House. Who is it supposed to be?
No, it's
Like the assistant transportation secretary or something?
Yeah, who's after the Speaker of the House if the Speaker of the House becomes the president?
Chastin Buttigieg. I'm looking at it.
Let's see.
God, look at all the pensioners.
This year was... Education Secretary Miguel Cardona.
Oof.
He is 16th in the presidential line of succession.
I can just smell the insider trading.
I'm gonna... Alright, I can't stand watching all these former Democratic presidential hopefuls.
Hopefuls.
Like, just showed Kirsten Gillibrand from 2020, and she was like, rah-rah back then. And now, honestly, and there's Chris Coons, Biden's buddy from Delaware. Think that's Steve Scalise in the background. The guy that got shot during the baseball game.
What a thing to be known for. The guy who got shot at the baseball
game. What? Yeah. Well, it's not like we're talking about Aaron Burr's political, you know, victories outside of what he's known for, so well, glad to see that the tradition continued.
And think of it this way, like in the modern era, how often are politicians shot at or caned or anything, you know?
Well, Bush had the shoot.
It's what?
What are they cheering?
Yeah, Bush had
4 more years.
4 more years? Is he even going to make it that long?
Ugh, don't remind us.
Oh, he will.
He will?
He will be.
Oh, believe me. At one point, Biden hits at his age during the speech in such a way that...
So are we playing for money here? Are we playing bingo? Like loteria? What are we doing here?
I am going to the bank right now. I'll be back.
We'll still be shaking hands. What is she doing there? I thought she quit.
No, she's like Speaker Emeritus something. Which
that
is like
professor
some
that stays
position.
For so long. Yeah.
Oh, that's the insider trader. I knew it.
I'm going to try and like fast forward a bit because I can't stand watching the, you know, all the senior citizens shake hands. Gonna give me indigestion. Okay.
Yeah, come on. Let's not see nursing home footage. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh, here we go. Big three.
Good evening. If I were smart, I go home now.
All right, that's it. End of episode. And the boys went home.
Mr. Speaker.
Okay. There we go.
You know what? Tell you what. Mr. Speaker. Don't put it full screen, because I think it might be a little bit easier.
My fellow Americans.
Okay.
In January 1941, Franklin Roosevelt came to this chamber to speak to the nation. And he said, I address you at a moment unprecedented in the history of the Union. Hitler was on the march. War was raging in Europe. President Roosevelt's purpose was to wake up Congress and alert the American people that this was no ordinary time. Freedom and democracy were under assault in the world.
And it wasn't an ordinary time
tonight,
10 years earlier, but, you know, yeah,
same
of course.
Chamber to address the nation. Now it's we who face an unprecedented moment in the history of the Union. And yes, my purpose tonight is to wake up the Congress and alert the American people that this is no ordinary moment either. Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault.
All right, Lincoln.
No, come on, you got to stroke the presidential ego a little bit.
FDR. I already know of another president he's going to reference because
overseas.
Why not? Well, technically two, but it's not fair because one of them's also running against him for president.
Chaos throughout Europe and beyond. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you, he will not.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, because Putin's going around saying, France, you see, is Russian land. And if you don't like that, we will nuke the planet.
Let's just turn up the oven dial on this Cold War. Ukraine
can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons.
Oh. You guys see that meme of like SpongeBob and they're like basketball players and the caption is just another $20 billion to Ukraine. That's what it reminds me of.
I mean, that's basically this segment of the speech. It's also confusing. Like, why the State of the Union is about another country.
I was going to say, the State of the Union, which one?
Well, it's like the members of Congress that walk around wearing IDF uniforms, and you're like,
oh boy.
What?
Wasn't long ago when a Republican president named Ronald Reagan thundered, Mr. Gorbachev,
there you go.
Tear down this wall.
I remember that! I remember that!
Oh, I was there! That was a pivotal moment in my career. Yeah, see, the thing is, we weren't there, Joe. I mean, we could understand its impact, but come on.
Yeah, but when your average co-worker is 75 years old, oh, they were
there.
Yeah,
you gotta appeal to the masses, I get it.
A former president actually said that bombing down to a Russian leader, I think it's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable.
Based. You know what? I'm chalking one up.
Look at all the thunderous applause from the other side of the, member of NATO. The chamber.
Yeah, I love seeing a nation united, quote unquote.
We get ready when it turns into an episode of Jerry Springer with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Joe Biden as Jerry Springer.
I'm not going to lie. I have seen a few highlights and I've read bits and pieces of the transcript, but I don't know the full headassery on display.
Is the volume still good or do you guys want me to...
Oh, no, no. No, this is great. This is great.
I think there was a reason, too, why a bunch of the Democrats were wearing white.
Mr. Prime Minister, welcome to NATO, the strongest
I
military
remember
alliance
what it was
the world
about.
Has ever seen. I say this to Congress. We have to stand up to Putin. Send me a bipartisan national security bill. History is literally watching. History is watching.
We got to stand up to him by sending basically a statement of neutrality. Okay, cool.
The free world will be at risk, emboldening others to do what they wish to do us harm. My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away.
Dozens of Democratic congresswomen donned the color. Well, I don't think white's a color. And what they said was a statement about reproductive rights. They also wore pins saying, fighting for reproductive freedom. Which I know Joe brings up at some point, to which you're like, why didn't you do that before Roe v. Wade was overturned? But, you know, hey.
Semantics.
Oh, January 6th. That's the state of the Union.
This very capital and place a dagger to the throat of American democracy. Many of you are here. On that darkest of days, we all saw with our own eyes the insurrectionists were not patriots.
No, you didn't. You were in the bunker. What are you talking about?
I don't get it.
I think a majority of these people were pretty safe underground. You know,
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the way that it's been looked back upon, especially now, I feel like is really wretching it. Especially the people that are trying to say, oh, you know, vote this November because of January 6th. And it's like, right, but we voted the way that we did in 2020, not expecting there to be a January 6th.
Not expecting, exactly.
Frankly, it doesn't really matter what year it is or what election it is. We've already started ripping open that bean can that basically says it can happen here. At the same time, though...
Here's the simple truth.
I don't know.
You can't love your country
asking people to remember something like that.
Okay, so you can't love your country only when you win was like the biggest point of discussion that people took away from this. It's like, oh, we're going to plaster this on shirts now. I need like... Is he going to go into more detail about it? Or is it just like more political vitriol?
Without regard to party. To join
together
and defend democracy.
Remember your oath of office is defending us all threats, foreign and domestic.
Also, we should make it a drinking game for every time he coughs. He coughs a lot.
Boy,
he's already done it once.
It's really uncomfortable.
Maybe that's why I should. That's what I should tally for.
No place. No place in America. Zero place.
Oh, hey, I see my congressman.
Kamala with the hard claps.
History is watching.
Yeah.
We're watching. Your children and grandchildren will read about this day and what we do. History is watching another.
Wait, Americans read?
Join us tonight is Latoya Beasley, a social worker from Birmingham, Alabama. 14 months ago, she and her husband welcomed a baby girl thanks to the miracle of IVF. She scheduled treatments to have that second child. But the Alabama Supreme Court shut down IVF treatments across the state.
I just want to know who edited this speech because it's just...
She was told I want to know who wrote this speech.
Yeah.
Should never have happened unless Congress acts.
Because the IVF thing is very recent.
Stand up for families like hers,
like you, I mean, you literally might as well be giving a history lesson where you talk about, I don't know, 9/11, and then all of a sudden you're talking about the era of good feelings when James Monroe was president in the 1820s. Like, what did this have to do with each other? Like,
so that was my next question. Do you think the person or people who write this shoehorn a bunch of miscellaneous topics like an omnibus bill, and then they're trying to be like, oh, let's fit as many things as possible as we can in one sentence?
Well, it's the culture of our time where you've got to shove in so many references into one sentence, and it doesn't matter if that sentence looks like a paragraph. Not to mention, you got to shove in all this history that is recent enough. But the problem is that who is it serving? You know, when you've got so many Americans that were not even alive when Bill Clinton was president, let alone Franklin Roosevelt, it's like... How many Americans really care? I mean, I'm not going to take away from the greatness of FDR and his presidency, but I have my beef with FDR, but certainly...
See, Ryan, you weren't there. You weren't there.
I know, I wasn't there. It's like my parents always tell me, you know, Ryan, how can you say things about Ronald Reagan? You weren't there. But then when I say things about Bill Clinton, it's okay, because, you know, I was born halfway through his first term, so I can say he...
Many of you in this chamber,
the war criminal and many
it's
other
like being
things.
A 90, it's like being a 90s kid. You have that clout My even when God, you don't.
Although apparently I wasn't there for George Bush because when I argue about bad presidents, I'm told that, you know.
And with all due respect, justices.
It wasn't so.
Women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power.
Electrical power?
Look, Supreme Court, women have electrical power, and you'll learn that the hard way, Jack.
Oh, man.
And I love how even the liberals on the court are like, oh, God.
Hey, Siri, pull up the Bernie Sanders women clip, please.
Like, activated something on my phone that freaked me out. That happens. I think I might have said it before when Taylor and I are on the phone with each other and she'll say, hey, Alexa, and my TV will start talking. And I'm like,
when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
How many times do you think these people get tired of standing and sitting and... You know, I get that they're on camera. Oh, hey, AOC. I get that they're on camera, but...
Send me a Congress that supports the right to choose. I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
I will restore it so as long as some intern or secretary drops it on my desk up a pipeline. If it doesn't get to me, sorry.
Didn't...
America cannot go back.
Wasn't it overturned like last year?
Yeah, I
or 2022.
Years ago,
next week. Like, what's he waiting for? It honestly,
at the risk of election, at the risk of me not sounding ignorant, because we have the internet.
Order. And guess what, Joe? Four more years. But
in crime and the murder rate, raging virus, it took more than 1 million American lives.
June 4th, 2022. Yep.
Yeah.
Or no, so, I'm sorry. June 24th. Loneliness.
Okay.
24th. Yeah.
Failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care.
Mike Johnson's shaking his head because he's
the
lying.
Duty to care.
Who's the dude saying liar?
One of the toughest periods in the nation's history.
I could be we back have. Home making sure my son isn't watching porn right now.
Cities and towns, the American people are writing the greatest
true story. Story. I think they actually watched told. It together, according to the report.
I don't know. Rachel has some thoughts about him that are not appropriate for any form.
Tell it here and now. America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up. Not the
oh, is he
going to
say it? Is he going to say his motto?
In all Americans.
What?
To make every sure everyone has
his motto.
Shot.
Build back
we
better.
No one. No one behind.
The pandemic, oh, no one behind. Ooh, that's a deep cut.
The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to beat cancer, turning setback into
what?
Comeback.
What?
That's what America does.
Get out of here. That's some does. That's some vaccines cause autism shit, but on the other end, you can't pull a medical statement like that out of your ass.
I mean, that's about as bad as Trump being like, guess what? We're going to get rid of cancer. And then,
you know what? I have more
never
stock
up again until Joe brought it up last year, 2 years ago.
I have more stock in drinking bleach and that getting rid of COVID than what was just said.
Oh, Jesus.
A record 16 million Americans are starting small businesses, and each one is a literal act of hope.
Keep slurring.
With historic job growth and small business growth for Black and Hispanics and Asian Americans, 800,000 new manufacturing jobs in America and counting.
Hell yeah. What about the people who don't want to go into manufacturing, though?
Yeah.
Fuck them. I mean, like, what do you want me to say? Like, if the boot fits, wear it, sure, but, you know.
The racial wealth gap is as small as it's been.
Well, it's like the people
years.
That hate immigration that are like, oh, yeah, all the people that are studying to become a doctor or a business
hold,
professional.
Hold on. The racial wealth gap has been the smallest it's been?
Yeah, like, you know, 12% difference, 11%.
Okay. I was going to say, I mean, that's.
And now, instead of importing foreign products and exporting American jobs, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs right here in America, where they belong.
Hey, Art Vandelay.
Yeah. We're still exporting, though. I mean,
consumer studies show consumer confidence is soaring. Buy America has been the law of the land since the 1930s.
Oh, okay.
Law?
The law? So you're going to throw me in prison if I go Chinese? if it says made in China, I get the death penalty? What?
I mean, what are you going to do with all those Trump voters that bought Trump merch that all said made in Mexico?
And built by American workers. Again, no problem with what he's saying on paper. It's just the costs are going to outweigh the pride that you have.
Well, his whole shtick here is to basically be like, you know, inflation, it's a thing of the past. And it's like, have you seen my grocery receipt, Joe?
Yeah.
During the pandemic, a shortage of semiconductors, chips, that drove up the price of everything from cell phones to automobiles. And by the way, we invented those chips right here in America.
Yeah, man, we invented those Fritos.
Yeah, we invented them, and it turned tits up. So why not learn from the mistake?
Creating tens of thousands of jobs. Many of those jobs paying $100,000 a year and don't require a college degree.
Oh, wasn't this a point of contention the last State of the Union that you and I both had? Yeah.
My policies have attracted
like rah-rah college, but what's the point if no jobs require it?
Clean energy, yeah. Advanced manufacturing, creating tens of thousands of jobs here in America.
Oh, that's two.
And thanks to our bipartisan infrastructure law, 46,000
new projects
announced all across your communities. And by the way, I noticed some of you have strongly voted against it, or they're cheering on that money coming in.
Why is Pete looking right into the camera? What? He's like,
it's like the ending of Psycho.
That's like the cardinal sin of acting. You don't do that. Just let me know.
Why, he would never harm a fly.
Ports and airports, public transit systems. Removing poisonous lead pipes so every child can drink clean water without risk of brain.
Hey, Joe, have you still gone to East Palestine, Ohio yet?
Have you stepped foot into Flint, Joe?
High-speed internet for every American, no matter where you live, urban, suburban, or rural communities, in red states and blue states. Record investments in tribal communities. Because my investment in family farms. Because my investment in family farms. I know more about this than anybody I know. We're better able to stay in the family for the children and the grandchildren want to leave home and make a living. It's state employment. Great comeback story is built in Illinois. Home to an auto plant for nearly 60 years. Before I came to office, the plant was on its way to shutting down. Thousands of workers feared their livelihoods. Hope is fading. And I was left to office and raised the WRPG with auto companies knowing unions would make all the difference. The UAW worked like hell to keep the plant open and get these jobs back, and together we succeed.
And that's one plus the president's presidency is to bring back the National Labor Relations Board. But and he's been a better Labor president than a lot of his recent predecessors. But I don't know. It's undone in very particular ways that I'll get into once I'm on the right now. Or stop myself talking about the
the middle class built the country, and unions built the middle class.
Can't piss those guys off.
I was gonna say who funded the middle class's endeavors, though.
Pink Biden thread falling middle.
I was gonna say I recall whenever I need money and don't have it, I have to go to a bank.
When America gets knocked down, we get back up.
It's going. Not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit.
And keep moving forward.
And keep moving forward. And you're Adrian.
It's because of you America's coming back. It's because of you our future is bright. It's because of you that tonight
because of me.
We can proudly say
we give it back to you, the people. Getting stronger.
Still remember when that was part of Trump's first inaugural address where he was like, and we give it back to you. The people, and people saw that, and everyone freaked out because everybody that remembers The Dark Knight Rises heard that and just saw the same body movement, except it was a masked face going, give it back to you, the people.
Tonight, I want to talk about the future of possibilities that we can build together. A future where
let's go. The industry of
self-help. Economics are over. And the wealthy and the biggest corporations no longer get all the tax breaks. And by the way, I understand corporations. I come from a state that has more corporations invested than every one of your states in the state of the United States combined.
State of the United States combined. 36
years. I'm not you know, Biden.
Which state is he talking about, though? He's from Pennsylvania and Delaware. Jesus.
That's why I determined to turn things around so middle class does well. When they do well, the poor are way up, and the wealthy still do very well. We all do well. And there's more to do to make sure you're feeling the benefits of all.
Yes. Ooh. Nod heads. Yes. Ooh.
Yes.
Nod of heads. Very much. Oh, yes.
It's wrong, and I'm ending it.
He's ending it.
Oh, all right. Well, hey.
Well, unless he says something remotely interesting, I'm about to end it, too.
It's been a good run. You know, America had its bit, but yeah, it's time to move on. Good to be in the
one of your Republican buddies voted for it.
I don't know.
We finally beat Big Pharma.
The God Emperor Dumb of Massachusetts.
Thereabouts for insulin with diabetes, and it only costs $10 to make. They only get paid $35 a month now, and still make healthy profit.
Imagine if they got the same cinematographer for Dune Part 2 do this where like everything's there's like this orange tone and it looks not as safe as the first movie but it looks visually appealing and you're just the whole time you're like wow this is very eerie and apocalyptic. Ooh,
yeah.
And the Sada car guys just hover down and Joe's looking at him going hey I'll fight you with my razor Jack. And
I'm waiting for you know
then he
for
does
him
the voice.
I'm with oh, Bernie. Oh, he's standing. He can do that.
Kill him. Make him stand up so much.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Bernie to... Bernie, what am I saying? I'm waiting for Joe to really go ham on the whole insulin, and then someone who's on their Martin Shkreli villain arc stands up and be like, oh, do I have a bridge to sell you? How about you not do that?
Oh, God.
And they'll still be extremely profitable. Will not only save lives.
I also know at some point he does say the State of the Union is strong, but he at least got all of the letters right, unlike last year where it sounded like he said State of the Union song. And it was like, whoa, man. Still looks older this year than last year, which I know is natural, but like, having had to look at this guy since 2008,
yeah,
never looked more noticeable. You know,
I was gonna say he looked way better when he guest starred on Parks and Rec.
Well, I mean, even in 2017, he was already going through problems, and he had just left the White House as VP. Well, I guess left the Naval Observatory, whatever. Same deal.
Same drug, same place.
Uh oh, is he talking about insulin?
The Affordable Care Act.
Oh, here we go.
Obamacare. It's still a very big deal.
That was his Obama soda moment.
Well, that's a callback, too.
Let's bring it back.
He, by referring to it as a big deal like that, remember after it got through...
This is a big Obama, fucking deal. Yeah,
he said it was a big fucking deal. So,
denied health insurance because of pre-existing condition.
And everyone was like, oh my God, our Catholic vice president said the F word.
Want to take this prescription drug away by repealing.
Give me a break.
Affordable Care Act. I'm not going to let that happen.
Based. Oh.
Hey, it's the lady that was vaping through Beetlejuice while she was making out with a boyfriend. And she's a grandmother at like 35.
Based. Ryan, you can't keep giving me this info. I'm
just saying, hey,
you're topping it.
We got married in her county. We're proud of should we be proud of that?
Oh my God, what?
Archuleta County, Colorado is where we got married.
Oh, yeah. Good God.
To state the obvious, women are more than half our population. But research on women's health.
Okay, nice stat there.
Yeah.
That's why we're launching the first ever White House initiative on women's health research, led by Jill, doing an incredible job as first.
Jill, of the Hill people. And I think that's Maria Shriver. I don't know what she's doing there. Hey, Maria, what are you doing? Get down from there. I'm not married anymore. But come on. Plan
for $12 billion to transfer women's health research. And benefit millions of lives all across America.
I know. Oh, that's three. So that's three. Yep.
Inflation keeps coming down, mortgages come down as well. The Fed acknowledges that. But I'm not waiting. I want to apply an annual tax credit. We'll give Americans $400 a month for the next 2 years.
And my administration is also eliminating title insurance on federally backed mortgages. Ooh. When you refinance your home, you can save $1,000.
The title insurance industry is pissed. This is my job. Oh. I was writing about it.
We're cracking down on big landlords who use antitrust.
I'll tell you what, we're never going to get those 2.85% 30-year fixed mortgages rents. Like we were during COVID. No, sir.
Give us that.
And, yeah, and probably a lot lower.
Financing, which is already helping build a record 1.7 million new housing units nationwide.
Sick. On what land? What, land that people don't want to live in?
Phoenix. What?
2 million affordable homes.
Where are you going?
And bring
Phoenix.
Those rents down.
Well,
funny thing is like his White House knows housing is like a serious issue, but
to remain the strongest,
they're just like
the
it's getting better, and it's like, what are you doing?
And I suspect all of you. Want to give a child, every child, a good start by providing access to preschool for 3 and 4 years old.
Where was this on the docket last State of the Union? Like, again, I don't mean to sound insensitive when I ask, but I'm assuming from the last State of the Union to this State of the Union, there's been new issues, right? If this has been an issue for so long, why wasn't this brought up? Like, or are they just putting more focus on it? Because last time it was college. And now this time it's, yeah.
Oh, sorry. According to Fact Checked, it says that Democrats recently couldn't come up with the votes to include it in the Inflation Reduction Act. So, yeah.
So they just need another talking point then.
Well, you didn't read The Hill last week? Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No, I mean, realistically, the biggest issues that remain that have popped up in the last year, other than the very real. The very real reality that it will be Trump against Biden again, and Trump could very well win again, is also inflation still being as much of a problem, if not more of a problem, than it's ever been for a lot of everyday Americans, and also the war in Gaza. Which he does bring up, and his plan for that is about as fanciful as we're going to build a big, beautiful wall. And it's just like,
man, I love self-perpetuating problems where politicians sell you the solution. Fucking yeah, more of that, please.
But none of you do that anymore. Well, even in the last few years, Biden at one point said, you know, yeah, cancer, we're going to find it and kill it.
Yeah,
I remember Trump, towards the end of his presidency, basically was like, folks, we're going to get rid of cancer. And the thunderous applause, I haven't heard thunderous applause like that since Revenge of the Sith.
Can you imagine, though, like, hypothetically, if a statement like that were made and then it actually like followed through, like that would seal the re-election at that point. Like that's big. It's huge.
If you want to win re-election in America, just give the people what they want. Like, you know, raise the minimum wage, get rid of student debt, legalize marijuana,
divert more funding literally everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
You know, be a diplomat, don't be a warmonger, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things you could do to easily win re-election.
I fixed two student loan programs that already existed to reduce the burden of student debt.
I mean, hell, you know, I've said it before, LBJ would have been a great president had he not screwed us and lied about Vietnam. You know, like he really was on track. And with Biden, it's like, I'm just here. Give me a break. Sebastian, don't scream at me, bro. Come on, bruv. I'm here. Let me smell your hair. Look, here's the deal. I'm president. You're not. You're based. Because you're in the basement. And you're not going to be president. You know, Donald Trump, you know, President Trump, he said I was in the basement. And I ran. And I ran a lot. And I, look at me. I'm president.
I ran. We haven't been involved with them in what? How many years?
I don't know. I've heard.
I know.
Since last October, I've heard Iran more than I. Probably more than I have since we killed the nuclear deal, folks. So.
By the way, the first couple years, we cut the deficit.
Now, did you? Did you, Biden? For all Americans. As Biden cut the deficit. I'm just going to Google it. Has he?
Fact checked here. CNN said that the bills he signed has made the deficit worse. That he has reduced it, but he's also signed a bunch of
policy bills. Yeah, has cut the deficit by more than $1.7 trillion during his first 2 years. Finally beginning to pay their fair share. Okay, I'll take your word for it. I mean, I'm half expecting it to be an empty promise at this point, but it is what it is. A boy can dream. A boy can dream.
You can make a million or millions of bucks, that's great. Just pay your fair share in taxes.
Oh.
I kind of wonder who was the last president to cut the deficit. I hope it wasn't Andrew Jackson.
Clinton, no.
Healthcare, education. Oh, that's right.
The last president with the surplus, or what is it?
Can't speak on it. I wasn't there.
No, Andrew's right. It was Clinton. Yeah, he balanced the budget and
exploded the federal deficit.
I like this old guy. Oh, God. It's like that scene in They Live.
Jump scare, yeah.
First, you had the old guy with the Ukraine flag as a cape, who's like, you know, I'm Superman. And then you got the other guy that's just like...
I sure don't. I'm going to keep fighting like hell to make it fair. Under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in federal taxes. Nobody, not one.
Wait. No, nobody under 400,000. Sorry, who in our friend group earns more than 400,000? Where this would be an issue remotely. Taxes for millions
of working families. I have a Nigerian prince you might want to talk to. His name is Tim.
Oh, he's back.
Briefly, yes, I'm back.
No child should go hungry in this country.
Wow, a lot of No Child Left Behind isms. Like, again, deep cut.
To make big deep corporations cut. The very wealthy begin to pay their fair share. Remember in 2020, 55 of the biggest companies in America made $40 billion and paid zero.
I could make a joke there, but I won't.
Zero. Not anymore.
Thanks be a lot cooler if they did.
Big companies have to pay 15%. But that's still less than working people pay in federal taxes.
That's true. I do pay more. I do pay more in federal taxes than that. That's bullshit.
So every big corporation finally begins to pay their fair share. Also want to end tax breaks for big pharma, big oil.
I know Mike Johnson keeps shaking his head like he's that one relative that every time you say like an abject truth, he just shakes his head and says, that's just not true. That's just not true. Trump's the best. And you're like,
you're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy. What do you know? Like, no one's as smart as you, you know.
8.2%.
8.2% what?
Billionaires being taxed 8.2.
No billionaire should pay a lower federal tax rate than a teacher, a sanitation worker, or a
what is 8.2% of $1 billion? So I gotta know.
That's still more money than I'd make.
I was gonna say I need to know if that's more money or less money, and I'm starting to wonder if the taxes are the way they are. As income grows, taxes are less because it would equal out. Again, a theory, but
over the next 10 years.
8.2.
And imagine what that could do for
percent America. Of a billion.
Imagine the future with affordable child care. Millions of families can get they need to go to work to help grow the
160 million. That's more than I'll make in my lifetime.
It's
a lot of money.
That's a lot.
Imagine the future of home care and elder care.
Elder care. Got to mention that.
They can stay in their homes and family caregivers can
what was the median ages for the House and Senate? I think for the Senate it was like 50 something, and for the House it was like 60 or 70 something.
God.
Median age.
All these pensioners. Feral ghouls is what they are. Well, you know what? Just.
So as of November 4th, 2023.
I will stop you.
The average age of members of the House at the beginning of the 117th Congress, which was this past one.
Wait. I will stop you? Did he just say that? Can we get that clipped, please?
What did he say? Okay, hang on. I'll do something I haven't done before.
Medicare, raise your retirement age.
I will stop you.
Flip it. Chat, flip it.
I will stop you.
That's so good.
47 minutes in, so I'll make a note of that.
Pay more into Social Security.
I think we just found a soundbite for the rest
we
of
did.
The
did.
It's not fair.
Wait a minute.
Two ways to go.
That was 47 seconds in.
And give more tax breaks to the wealthy?
47 minutes?
That's the proposal.
Or minutes, sorry. 47.
Oh no. You guys don't want another $2 trillion tax cut?
Well, I kinda Trump wins. Like,
what is he
what
wearing?
Is that?
Well, speaking of which...
You're not going to cut another $2 trillion for the super wealth. That's good to hear. Protect and strengthen Social Security and make the wealthy pay their fair share.
I don't know. I'm starting to think that Social Security writing's a little bit on the wall. By on the wall, it's been Kurt Cobain splattered. So,
oh, every president in the last like 10 years has wanted to get rid of Social Security, and right now the only person that wants to get rid of it is Ben Shapiro. Yeah, I saw that video. That's one of the dumbest things I've seen in my life, and I've lived in the United States of America during the 21st century. It doesn't get any dumber than that.
Ryan, you can't hate on Ben Shapiro. He's a rapper now.
Yeah,
know your place. Know your place. Come on.
Fewer chips in it. No, I'm not joking. It's called shrinkflation. Pass Bobby Casey's bill and stop this. I really mean it.
Okay.
I don't know who this guy is.
I hear from the grapevine, I've heard that he like pulls up a Snickers or something, or like he has like a prop. Is that true or no?
I don't think so. I mean, it, like basically, like it was that, but...
like it was something to show. Snickers bar. There we go.
You get charged the same amount, and you got about, I don't know, 10% fewer Snickers in it.
What the fuck is he saying?
Shrinkflation?
Back to the old days.
Those hidden fees. Oh, nice segue. They're there without
your knowledge. He does have a prop, and it's the prop that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave him that does come up.
Junk fees. Okay, so like bank overdraft fees, like that is what... Okay.
Are allowed to charge what it costs them to instigate the collection, and that's more a hell of a lot, like $8.30-some. They don't like it. Credit card companies don't like it. But I'm saving American families $20 billion a year with all the junk fees I'm eliminating.
I mean, I really hate to be that contrarian, but. Like borrowing has been like it's been on the wall as being so bad and so predatory that unless you have a modicum of financial education, you're going to get sucked into a cycle of dependency. Let me just put it to you this way. Do you know what credit card companies refer to people that pay off all their debts and don't use their credit card but still have a credit card? You know what they call them? Deadbeats.
In November,
yeah. My team began serious negotiations. Think twice about borrowing unless you really have to, but the result was a bipartisan bill. Financial education is what's needed. We've
ever seen. Ooh, let's go. Immigration.
Oh,
you don't
think so? Oh, here come the props.
Oh, you don't like that bill, huh?
That conservative. I love his taunts. Said it was a good bill.
I'll be darned. That's amazing. Why does he look so plastic? He looks like he just came out of Madame Tussauds. 100 more immigration
judges help tackle the backload of 2 million cases. 4,300 more asylum. Like from that Vincent Price movie, House of Wax. And now for my latest creation, President of the United States. Oh. What are you against?
100 more high-tech drug detection machines to significantly increase the ability to screen and stop vehicles smuggling fentanyl into America. That's killing thousands of children.
You know what? I love that appeal to the masses that you did there, Joe. That was a big brain move. Appeal to Republican sentiment by not having, shall we say,
temporarily shut down the border when the number of
deplorable shit coming into our country. Yeah. That was pretty smart.
Yeah. You're saying low. Look at the facts.
Base. Oh, can we have a separate tally, please? He said like four good things, like that, or like zingers.
His like border policy is basically Trump's border policy.
I know. What are you gonna do? You know, every president, blue, red, or purple, is gonna get up on that podium. And stroke their dick in the name of sovereignty. What are you going to do? I'm told my predecessor
like, called stroke it back in the Senate to demand
they block the bill. Hey. He feels
political. Here we go. It's coming up.
It'll be a political win for me and a political loser for him. It's not about him. It's not about me.
Yes, it is.
I'd be a winner. Not really.
Uh-oh.
What?
Lincoln Riley.
And he's going to get the name wrong.
Lincoln Riley.
Young woman who was that was bad. That was bad.
That's right. But how many of thousands of people being killed by illegals?
By illegals, said the Democratic president that's going to quote unquote save us from Donald Trump. who also, when he was at the border, asked Trump to join him.
Why does Marjorie Taylor Greene look like she's in a full mascot costume?
That's what I said. I'm like, you know, if we're going for best dressed, I mean, she wins, but I think that's just because it looks so asinine. Which is a joke, come
on. Yeah, presidential January, so.
Why do all the Republicans look like just a bunch of dads that were forced to go to their daughter's ballet recital?
No, see, I have a follow-up question to that. How much does an average senator make? Like, what's the, you know, excluding kickbacks and lobbying, like, what's the
like
base
170?
Salary? 170. 170 to just sit on your ass and not do anything. You don't even have to clap, and you're getting paid.
Yeah, well, like, I do more work than that.
That's a dream come true.
174.
Yep.
174.
They've remained unchanged since 2009.
174. Hey, they're getting taxed at over 15%.
Unlike my predecessor on my first day in office, I introduced a comprehensive bill.
They can't even speak Trump's name. It's like Voldemort. Like, you hear about him whispers or some shit. What? Like, what? You can't speak the name, otherwise a shotgun blast will ring out? A screaming eagle? What's going on?
He'll come flying in like Beetlejuice. He'll be like, ring, 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 ring. You said my name three times, Crooked Joe.
Native Americans and ancestors have been here for thousands of years. Oof. To people of every place, from every place.
Are you going
to
say
honestly,
sorry about that, Joe?
Honestly, Sleepy Joe was a better nickname. Sleepy Joe is by far the better nickname.
It held way more weight. It held way more weight.
Well, this is Trump's thing, and he did it with Ron DeSantis. Like, he had two good nicknames, and then he settled on the third one, which was the absolute weakest.
Hey, sometimes your first idea just isn't good. Look at Trump Airlines. You know?
That's what the three guys chewing gum. Did you see that? What's that?
They're done. They're done.
How else did you know they're the douchebag, Brian? We can fix it. Also, I'm eating chicken right now, so.
Oof. I did see a neighbor with some Trump signs, and one of them said, I identify as non-binary.
Oh,
that was a new one.
That's a good shirt.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
That's a good shirt, yeah.
So, the average salary of someone in the U.S. Senate between 1789 and 1815 was $6 per diem.
Named after the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, to claim their fundamental right to vote.
Whoa, what? They were beaten. Excuse me?
They were bloody and left for dead. Our late friend and former colleague John Lewis was on that march. We miss him.
Was he going to talk about how he marched with Martin Luther King? He's done that.
Yeah,
and in the past, he's apologized. This is one of those things with Joe Biden that, like, no one remembers, is that he is a habitual liar. He has turned around and apologized and admitted he was lying, and then years later turned around and said, yeah, folks, we're walking. With Dr. King. They kept walking.
So that Jim Jones was a swell guy.
Like,
it would have been in the same era.
He should have invited Corn Pop. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thank you. I mean, I think he even once said something about going to prison with Nelson Mandela, because Nelson Mandela was in prison at the time. Like,
he went to prison. He went to visit him. He wasn't actually in prison. But then he has the clout saying that he went into a prison.
Voter suppression. Booger suppression.
Unlimited dark money. Extreme gerrymandering.
Dark money. Gerrymandering. But if you truly want in my country? No. Can't be.
Then it's time to do more than talk. Pass the Freedom to Vote Act. The John Lewis Voting Right Act.
Oh, yeah, he once claimed he was arrested in South Africa in the 1970s. He was arrested on his way to see Nelson Mandela, he claimed.
Oh, boy. Damn. Forrest Gump.
God. Anyone can edit a Wikipedia page these days, huh?
Yeah.
Our diversity across American life. Banning books. It's wrong. Instead of erasing history, let's make history.
I can read Clockwork Orange just fine. All I got to do is just Google it. You ever read Fahrenheit 451? Yeah, I could read that. I have your back. Man, it was so ironic when that book was banned at our schools, and then once I found out what it was, I'm like, wow, this is it's poetic.
Well, it's like the people that ban the absolutely true Diary of a Part-Time Indian. It's like you could just watch the first Michael Bay Transformers movie and you'll get the same level of teenage horniness, but with and the same racism. So it's like, what? At least I hope you don't. You're gonna ban one and not ban the other because one's got Optimus Prime. Okay.
All right, baby. Climate crisis time. Ice is melting. Water's rising. Cutting our carbon emissions in half by 2030, creating tens of thousands of energy jobs, like the IBEW workers building and installing 500,000 electric vehicle trucks. Brilliant. Great. Awesome. Great plan. If you were a president that I had some modicum of respect for, I would go so far as to say it would be amplified by calling out other countries with a similar, if not bigger, carbon footprint than ours. Because if we're a world that needs to work together to fix this issue, and we are, please call it out. Please. I'll triple
that number in a decade. Why should we be an example?
Or what are we going to do to make sure that we police other nations into following suit? That would be the only other question that I have if they don't. Right? Deserve the freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest what?
Crazy drunk uncles.
This is when a Gold Star father yelled and basically pulled a "you lie." You know, my kid was killed under you.
Yep, Biden pulled the trigger. Fucking idiots! I swear to God, man.
God, man. Crime fell to one of his lowest
levels in more than 50 years. Would he be shouting if Trump was standing up there? I don't think so.
I'm still waiting for the day that we're going to see a State of the Union in our lifetime when someone is just going to run up the aisle, like, and who knows what they're going to do, you know? Like, just run down the aisle and just, like, tackle like that guy did to that judge.
So, this guy, he was the father of a slain U.S. Marine. The guy was arrested after this. And on top of that, the guy is originally from Southern California. He shouted, "Remember Abby Gate."
Abby Gate. Okay.
Who,
that's a name.
Abby Gate was at the site of a 2021 terrorist attack at Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. The blast killed 170 civilians and 13 U.S. service members.
Mm.
So did Joe plant the bomb? Is that what we're saying here?
No, but he voted for the war that she died for, so...
That's not base. That's cringe. I'm going to take a tally off.
Very soon after that happened, Jill and I went to Uvalde for a couple of days. We spent hours and hours with each of the families. We heard their message. So everyone in this room...
Yeah, and they yelled at you.
...could hear the same message. The constant refrain, and I was there for hours meeting with every family.
Yeah, you said that already.
Do something. Do something. Well, I did do something by establishing the first ever Office of Gun Violence Prevention in the White House. That the Vice President is leading the charge.
Super effective, by the way. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. you know, gun shows, the things that still exist in this country. You know, like private sales.
I mean, after the shooting in Maine.
And I get it. Every firearm after 1899, if my recollection stands, needs to be registered with the ATF through an FFL license. I get that. You really think people give a shit in some parts of the world?
Nail files are 50 cents. I don't know if it's nail files.
Just get over it. Nail files.
There's his quote. Just get over it. I say, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
But I mean, after the Maine shooting, all he did was send out a press release.
Oops.
Like,
yeah. I'm proud we beat the NRA when I
I signed most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years because of this Congress. We now must beat the NRA again. I'm demanding a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
You know what? I'm for that. I'm for that. And I'm only saying that because the NRA won't leave me the fuck alone in my spam inbox. God. They offered me a lifetime membership, and I'm like, eh, no. Or vilify
responsible gun owners. You know, as we manage challenges at home, we're also managing crisis.
Yeah, 1899. Okay, I was right.
I know the last 5 months have been gut-wrenching for so many people.
Oh, I hate this.
For the Israeli people, for the Palestinian people, and so many Americans. This crisis began on October 7th, with a massacre by terrorists who call Hamas, as you all know. 1,200 innocent people, women, girls, men, boys, slaughtered after enduring sexual violence.
That was
the Jewish people since Holocaust. And 250 hostages taken. Here in the chamber tonight, our families whose loved ones are still being held by Hamas. I pledge to all the families that will not rest until we bring everyone in loved ones home. We also...
You know, after that, he was like, damn, that's a good point. He was like, man, I don't want any stuff to happen. Think about BB, chop the ship now. Hey, Jill, we're going to chop the ship.
Hamas ended this conflict by releasing hostages, laying down arms, could end it. By releasing hostages, laying down arms, and surrendering those responsible for October 7th. But Israel has a excuse me, Israel
Are we going to count that as one cough or two?
He's losing steam, boys. He's losing steam.
And according to MSNBC, no president has ever presidented quite like this. Not even the Gettysburg Address. Not even the Declaration of War on Japan in 1941.
Teddy Roosevelt's bullet speech?
Not even close. Although he wasn't president at that time. He was running for a third term for the Bull Moose Party.
Most of whom,
but
says who? You hear that?
As my parents would say, well, Ryan, you weren't there for that, and I'd be like, yeah, neither were you guys, but you know.
No, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start judging my political opinions if I've actually lived through that. Okay.
Yeah.
And if I haven't, then I'll just shut up.
Yeah.
Makes it a lot easier.
Well, I tried doing that for a while, and believe me, it. Didn't last long.
Is she wearing meat on her shirt? No, it's a plant. My bad. It looked like it for a second. I'm like, is that a marijuana leaf? Based, however.
The leading international efforts to get more humanitarian assistance to Gaza. Tonight, I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean.
Emission? No, we said we were going to cut down on that, Joe. Come on, you can't backpedal.
Carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. No U.S. boots will be on the ground.
That's not true.
Oh, that's going to be dated as all shit.
Getting into Gaza every day.
This sounds dated just hearing it.
And Israel must do its part.
And it should be noted that at this point, I think both Schumer and Biden have basically called for elections in Israel, which,
yeah,
that in of itself. I just gotta say, since I don't have what's being known as being referred to as Trump amnesia syndrome, last I checked, trying to interfere in other countries' elections is kind of a bad thing. But you know, the United States, we've been doing it since.
No, but Biden's doing it. That's the difference. Biden's going to be doing it. No, Biden's going to be doing it. So we can do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we thought it was okay when Nixon could do it, too. But, you know, it's only after that we were like, yeah, it was all those massacres that really wasn't so hot. You know, I mean, Henry Kissinger's a good guy, but he was a mastermind, you see.
It's nice to see the U.S. is adopting the Home Depot model of diplomacy. You can do it. We can help.
Oh, that's good.
It's okay. I finished eating my chicken tenders. I can participate now.
You had that one loaded in the chamber, and if it weren't for the gun suppression laws that are being passed now, I'd say that you had a real zinger there.
But yeah, Biden and Schumer have both basically been like, you know, we gotta have elections in Israel because BB's a bad guy.
It's like, well. Direct further measures to protect our people and our military personnel.
Every time you say BB, my mind goes back to the early 2000s with Butterfinger BBs and the Simpsons commercials that accompanied them.
For years,
That's what we wonder who gave him that nickname. Like, who in Philadelphia gave him that nickname? Since that's pretty sure where he's from.
And America's falling behind. They've got it backwards.
Oh, no.
I've been saying it for over 4 years, even when I wasn't president. America's rising. We have the best economy in the world. Since I've come to office, our GDP is up, our trade deficit with China is down.
Isn't the federal minimum wage still the way it was in, like...
I was going to say, I will give Biden this. The market's doing pretty well, but...
I revitalized what our goes partnership up? And alliance in the Pacific. India, Australia, Japan, South Korea, Pacific Islands.
I worked with all the right-wing crazies in Asia and Australia, Jack.
Can't be used in China.
Basically, I worked with the Trump of South Korea, Australia, and let's not forget the subcontinent of...
Never occurred to my predecessor to do anything.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
We're in a stronger position to win the conflict of the 21st century against China.
I mean, again, this was the same guy who, on the friggin' border, was like, basically pulled a Darth Vader and said to Donald Trump, "Look, here's the deal. Join me. It's the only way, Jack." And it's like, if Trump's an existential threat, why would you ask him to join you? I don't understand.
Bipartisan privacy legislation to protect our children online. Harness.
Like, Darth Vader at least had love online. For his son. This guy's just a fucking idiot.
Online? These kids have been terminally online for the past 10, 15 years. What?
It's too late.
Now fixing going to do?
To train and equip,
like,
those we send into harm's way.
I've seen Two Girls, One Cup. I'm basically fucked for the rest of my life. You ever see BME Pain Olympics? I wish I couldn't. I wish I could unsee it.
I mean, I saw the Human Centipede episode of South Park.
Jesus. I signed the PACT Act. There's certain things that I feel like once you see online, and you either go down the rabbit hole because you find it genuinely interesting, or it leaves a lasting impact on you. So while noble,
cuttlefish the same way anymore.
While noble, you've kind of already missed the boat on the supposed Gen Alphas and the iPad kids. Like, that's what they grow up with out of the womb.
Fucking Cocomelon.
Really?
Like, end cancer as we know it. And we will.
There we go.
All order.
How many times do you think these people sit down and stand up this entire night? Like, are you getting a cardio work out of it? Are you, doing enough squats to count as leg day?
That's the most exercise these 80-year-olds get.
How many people in this chamber hear that, end cancer, those two words, and legitimately nod in approval thinking, wow, great. Like, point blank period. Like, yeah, noble effort.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
Did he say that I was born in World War II part?
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to my age, certain things become clearer than ever.
As he slurs his words, but okay.
Again, I've seen the contest between competing forces in the battle for the soul of our nation. Between those who want to pull America back to the past, those who want to move America to the future. My lifetime has me embrace freedom and democracy, a future based on core values that define America. Honesty, decency, dignity, equality. So respect everyone. You get everyone to get hate, no safe harbor.
Now other people my age. Why does Lindsey Graham look so punchable?
The American story.
To give hate no safe harbor, unless you're cyberbullying on Twitter. We'll give you a pat. Oh, I'm sorry. Formerly known as Twitter X. Sorry.
I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania,
Claymont, Delaware, among working class people who built this country. I watched in horror as two of my heroes, like many of you did, Dr. King and Bobby Kennedy, were assassinated.
Oh.
Bobby what?
Bobby Kennedy?
That's not what he said.
I thought he said Cunningham.
It could have been. It could have been any.
It could have been anything.
It's like the Schrodinger's cat, Biden, you know?
Give him a break. He was 50 years old when it happened.
Then vice president, our first black president. Now president to the first women vice president.
I mean, for the record, Biden was my age when he first got into the Senate. That's how old this guy is. It's been a minute.
God.
Honestly, these people should wear athletic pants for all this squatting.
What? Was that even a joke?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Towards the end of President Biden's State of the Union address, the boys discovered they had better things to do, collectively got up, and simply left.
Mars on Life is a podcast co-hosted by Sebastian Shug, Ryan Mancini, Andrew Martinez, and Matt Fernandez. If you like this episode, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite shows, as Mars on Life is available on Anchor, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, Audible, Spotify, and Podchaser. Find us on Instagram at Mars on Life Show to keep up with the latest news, episodes, and gratuitous updates on the Red Planet. Have a question, comment, or request? Email us at marsonlife@gmail.com, and we'll promptly get back to you. This show's artwork, titled Happy Mars, was drawn by Zachary Erbrick. Our show's regular intro and outro music is Space Explorers by the one and only Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for listening, and always remember, if you keep going, you'll make it to Mars.